This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
There was a game of women's football on at the MCG on Sunday afternoon between the Melbourne and Western Bulldogs women's sides.
Yes.
And it was a close game.
Yes.
There was only 4 points in it, Fiona, at the end.
There was.
And the Doggies team, gee, they nearly got there in the end. In that second half, they gave it a bit of a shake.
They lost.
It was Melbourne and Bulldogs teams.
Yes.
And the Melbourne girls were looking a bit tired. And they'd given it a good three quarters and looking a bit tired, but they pulled through with the goods.
Well, because they're playing on the big MCG, which they probably don't get to play on all the time. So that's why they were tired. And
double the size of the normal oval.
Yeah, that's right.
Ella just sent through another message to say, I don't care if he's gay. Laugh out loud.
Thanks, Ella. See, I'm great, aren't I? Well, I think she'll have to come in and watch us next week.
She might.
Loves
she
a
might.
Challenge.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah.
We've got a couple of guests that have joined us in the studio this evening. From the Darabin Falcons Women's Footy Club, part of the Victorian Women's Football League. Premiership coach out at Darabin, Richard Del Pos. Richard, thanks for joining us on the Sports Bag this evening.
Thanks for having us.
Now, you've coached a couple of flags down at Darabin, so you're well aware that women's footy is growing year by year.
Absolutely, and, yes.
I think Gillon McLaughlin, the CEO of the AFL, is hoping to have an AFL Women's Comp by 2017.
I think that's a great idea.
It is. It's a great idea. A little bit ambitious, but, you know, why not hit your targets? Try and, you know, hit your targets early on.
Well, he wants to have a women's team for every club. That's the aim.
Well, I think that's a great idea because if you look at the other national sport called soccer, there's a women's league for that, the W League. So why not have a women's AFL league?
Mm. Correct. And the support will come.
Yeah.
Definitely will come.
Yeah.
You were down at the ground on Sunday. What did you make of Sunday's women's game?
Look, it was very interesting. It was a tight game, and the closeness of the scores, especially at the end, got everybody excited, which is good for football. And it proves that girls can tackle and bump. That particular game had a lot of contests in it.
Oh, great.
And, I had a lot of my friends said, wow, they really go in hard. And I said, well, what do you expect?
They're going for the ball. They're not like Princess Fiona here.
That's right.
Well, and the girl that's sitting out to your left at the moment, what did you make of her game?
Oh, fantastic. At halftime, she was best on ground by a country mile.
Yep.
They just didn't get the ball down to her quick enough in the third quarter.
Couple of nice goals.
Yeah, very nice. And then the last quarter, she nearly got involved and won the game for them.
We're talking about her and she, but it's Darcy.
It's Darcy Vessio.
That's her name.
Darcy, you're a star out at Darabin and a star of the Bulldogs side. Congratulations. I thought you were probably the best on ground. For the whole game, and unfortunately, the Dogs girls couldn't get up in the end. How did you rate the game? Did you obviously enjoyed it?
Oh yeah, thanks for the kind words. yeah, it was a great game. Obviously, sad that we didn't come away with the win, but yeah, it was really tight. It was very hard to play. The intensity was much higher than the usual games we play.
It's a real serious game. Like both teams are trying to win and trying to do their best.
And show off to the big crowd of, what, 6,000? Big crowd for women's football? Yeah.
Much bigger than the usual 30 strong we
sitting in their cars, tuning the horn.
Honk, honk, like country footy.
We love you. it was really just a tough game and... Yeah, it was great having the crowd there. It really lifts everyone, I think.
Yeah.
What's the lead up to the Melbourne Bulldogs, you know, girls, the matches there? There's obviously the draft.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think there's 6 players that are retained on each squad. And
yep.
then obviously the draft, and each club drafts the remaining makeup of the teams. And then what's the go from there in the lead up to the match? Do you have training sessions together?
So this year we did it a little bit differently. Last year... the Victorian girls got together a few times before the Intersect girls were able to come on the weekend. But this year we didn't have any training in the lead up. And just when all the Intersect girls came together, that was when we started training. So we slipped in a couple of training sessions before.
Jeez, you did well.
It's like kind of State of Origin, you know, and with the old days of AFL State of Origin, you know, a couple of training sessions and then you have to try and gel and play. But guess what? You've got a revenge match later this year. So
we
you
do.
Can you Bulldogs can try and get the D's later in the year. When's that match?
That match is on August the 16th,
yep.
Around the same time of the day, I believe. I think it's 12:30.
Is that at Etihad or at MCG?
Yeah, it's at Etihad. So it'll be good playing at home.
That's your home ground. Yeah, I love it.
Love playing at home.
What was it like after the game? Because the girls had a function after the game to attend to before the men's game start. Were there any words of war between the two sides, or did you get on well with each other?
Tried to trip Daisy on the way in. By the way, it's Daisy's birthday today. So
happy birthday,
Daisy Pierce out there.
Yeah, we've had Daisy on the show before.
We have indeed.
Now, we've also got a fan who sent us in a message, a Western Bulldogs fan.
Tristan.
Tristan, I'll read this message, Dukes, because it's a bit risque for you. Hi there. I'm loving the show, listening to you with the sparkling iced tea and having a spa. Tristan. He's a Western Bulldogs fan from 1983.
I can tell by his email.
He's 32 years old. Hi, Tristan.
Hi, Tristan.
Yeah.
There you go.
I hope he's not in there with my dad.
Fiona, what are you doing suggesting your dad?
Why not?
Well, is he a Dogs fan?
No, he's a Swannies fan.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Tristan's probably got a boyfriend in the spa with him.
Possibly. And
not again, your dad.
Not my dad.
Dougal's wetting his pants.
You've been at Darabin.
Stay focused.
Shut up.
Focus.
You've been at Darabin for a couple of years now.
Yep, this will be my fourth season. Yep.
Fantastic. In that time, you won a couple of premierships as well, so you know what it's like to get to the top. What do you reckon about the AFL Women's Comp? Are we close?
Yeah, I think we're definitely getting closer. The draft games are definitely creating a lot more interest in women's footy and getting a lot more girls involved at a younger age. Under 18.
And they're getting press in the papers and on the telly. They're, you know, pictures of the girls' match in the paper.
Yep.
It wasn't just three lines on page 27. No. There was a bit of action in the paper.
And televised on the AFL channel.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the game later in the year will be on channel 7. So that's going to be massive.
Fantastic.
Live
before another match. So it's the curtain raiser again.
Fantastic. Is it?
Well, I haven't received a phone call about commentary duties, but I'll be waiting.
You've got to learn all the girls' names.
Thank you very much.
Just going back, because I wasn't there, was your game a curtain raiser to the D's Bulldogs game?
Yeah.
And so it will be in August as well?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Fantastic, yeah. Just need to clarify that.
Now, Richard, a premiership coach at Darabin, what's it like turning up each week and coaching a strong bunch of girls that you got down there?
Oh, it's fantastic. They're so committed and passionate about the game. They love it. Each and every one, they're amateurs. They come down because they want to be there. So you can't lose, so to speak.
Mm.
Yeah, that's right. If they turn up to training, they want to play.
Correct. And they train hard, as you saw on the game on Sunday. We had seven girls out there running around for both sides. So I was pretty proud.
Is there any, in the lead-up to the game at Darabin training, is there any animosity between the Melbourne girls and the Bulldogs girls? There's a few words.
There'll be a little bump here or there along in training, for sure.
Now, Darcy, for protection, the men may wear a box or something. What do women wear for protection in footy? Do you wear anything for over your breasts or anything like that? I don't know. I'm asking.
I wear a Xena-style armour.
What is that?
Like,
don't show us.
I'm wearing it now.
Just in case.
What exactly is it? Is it like a special
a breastplate
bra or something?
No, I'm only kidding.
You sucked us in. No, but I was just wondering, because you're getting in there having rough tackles and stuff. How about protecting your body? Do people wear helmets?
Some
of the girls?
Some people do wear helmets.
Yeah?
For the Western Bulldogs game, one of our girls was wearing a helmet. Heather Anderson. But she was actually wearing it because her mum, I think she's blind in one eye, and she finds it easier
to find the helmet.
To track her pink helmet. So
that's really nice. I was actually sitting coincidentally in front of Heather's parents, so we were cheering for Heather. Just because we met her parents.
Yeah. So you
were sitting there going, "Go, Heather!"
Absolutely.
So Darcy, in summary, no protection at all. Just getting out there. What about, you've got long hair and you're wearing a bun. Do you wear it in a bun?
I wear it in a bun, yes.
Do they try and rip your hair?
No.
Girls?
No.
I remember Tommy Elvin, who used to play for Carlton, he got his hair pulled once, and he had long flowing hair like you, Fiona, and he got his hair pulled and he got the free against him. I thought that was rough. They pulled his hair and his head back.
A lot of the girls had long hair, I noticed during the game. But look, where we were sitting, everyone was right behind the game. Everyone was watching every minute.
Yeah.
Got into it just like any other football match, and a lot of support. It was really good to see.
Mm-hmm.
No, absolutely. No, it was a sensational game. And Cecilia McIntosh, one of the Melbourne girls, 35 years of age. She's an Australian Olympic background with bobsledding and javelin now for footy. Unfortunately, she did her ACL and
ouch.
Got a 12-month injury. But as you said off air there, Darcy, it might be a good opportunity for her to finish writing her book.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're all feeling for her and Ellie Blackburn, who were injured during the game.
Did Ellie get a diagnosis?
Not sure yet. She's been named in the state team, so hopefully she'll be able to get up for that. But yeah, Cecilia's, I think she's already been seeing specialists and that kind of thing, and Melbourne are looking after her. So.
And before we move on, you mentioned the state game. Obviously very exciting, yourself in the squad. Yep, congratulations.
Yep, thank you.
When's the big game?
Next Friday night, I believe.
Lovely.
Friday week.
It's ahead of the Richmond Freo game over in Perth.
At Domain Stadium.
Correct, yeah.
Oh, lovely. Well, that's an even bigger grant to cover there.
You'll be exhausted. And the flight over.
Yeah, well, exactly.
And make sure you walk around the plane.
And make sure you win, because if you lose, it's a longer flight home.
Across the red eye special.
No, Richard, Darcy, thanks very much for joining us on the Sports Bet and talking about women's footy.
Yep.
And all the very best for the rest of the season out at Darabin as well.
Yeah, well done with a great game
Pleasure.
On Sunday.
Yeah,
go for
the flag for the third time, Richard.
We'll do our best.
Thank you.
And yes, in the lead up to the game in August, Darcy, we'll get you back in the studio and promote the second game coming up.
Great. Can't wait.
Thank you.
All right. That's Darcy Vessio from the Darabin Falcons. He's a champion for the Western Bulldogs women's side on Sunday arvo. And, of course, Richard Dale Poss as well, premiership coach at Darabin in the Victorian Women's Footy League. We're going to go to a break on the other side of this. We're going to talk about footies for all. Of course, starting local, going global. Of course, using the stimulus of a new ball to transform children's lives by delivering hope and a sporting opportunity to those kids who are currently missing out through no fault of their own. That's coming up next on the Sports Bag on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.